Legal considerations. When registering a baby's name in South Africa, baby Yum Yum. Choosing your baby's name is an exciting moment, but did you know there are legal rules you must follow? Understanding the legal considerations when registering a baby's name in South Africa is essential to ensure your child's name is accepted and officially recorded. From registration deadlines to name restrictions and parental rights, South African law has specific guidelines all parents should know. Whether you're a new parent or planning ahead, this guide will walk you through the key legal considerations when registering a baby's name in South Africa to make the process smooth and hassle-free. Written by Ali Cohen. Birth registration process. In South Africa, every child's birth must be registered with the Department of Home Affairs, DHA, within 30 days of birth. This legal requirement ensures that the child receives a birth certificate, which is essential for obtaining identification documents, passports, and accessing education and healthcare. Steps to register a baby's name. Visit a Home Affairs office. Parents must register their child at their nearest DHA office. Provide necessary documents. Parents, identification documents, ID book or smart ID card. Proof of birth from the hospital or medical practitioner, if applicable. Marriage certificate, if applicable, for married parents. Fill in the BI-24 birth registration form. This form includes details such as the baby's full name, surname, and parental information. Receive the birth certificate. Once approved, a birth certificate with the registered name will be issued free of charge for first-time registration within 30 days. For late registrations, beyond 30 days, additional documentation and procedures apply, which may involve interviews and supporting affidavits. Naming restrictions and guidelines. South Africa has certain legal restrictions on baby names to prevent offensive, misleading, or inappropriate names from being registered. Prohibited or restricted names. Names that are offensive or vulgar. Any name deemed to be inappropriate, containing profanities or discriminatory elements, may be rejected. Names that include special characters or numbers. The DHA does not allow numbers, e.g. baby 99, or symbols, e.g. Atmelia, in names. Excessively long names. While there is no strict character limit, excessively long or complex names that do not fit within official documentation guidelines may be rejected. Names that cause confusion. Names that could lead to confusion in legal and governmental systems, such as names with unusual punctuation, may require additional approval. If a name is rejected, parents may be asked to submit an alternative name or appeal the decision through legal processes. Dual surnames and naming traditions. South Africa's diverse cultural landscape allows for flexibility in surname selection. Parents can choose from several options when registering their child's surname. Father's surname, traditional option where the child takes the father's surname. Mother's surname, if unmarried or by choice, the child can take the mother's surname. Double barrel surnames, parents can combine both their surnames with a hyphen, e.g. Mthembuni Ndlovu, though some institutions may have character limits. Clan or traditional naming, in certain communities, babies may be given a praise name or clan name, which may be used informally but not officially registered. Amending a baby's name after registration. Sometimes parents may wish to change their baby's registered name due to personal, cultural, or administrative reasons. Changing a baby's name in South Africa. Correction of errors. If a mistake was made during registration, parents can apply for a correction at Home Affairs. Changing a first name. A child's first name can be changed before they turn 18, provided a parent or legal guardian submits an application. Changing a surname. In cases of parental marriage, divorce, or adoption, a child's surname can be changed by application. Official name change process. visit the DHA with supporting documents, ID, birth certificate, proof of parental relationship. Complete the relevant application form. Pay the applicable fee for name changes. Naming rights in different cultural communities. Many South African families follow traditional naming customs that influence how names are given and registered. Zulu and Xhosa, naming traditions. Babies are often named based on circumstances surrounding their birth, ancestral guidance, or praise names. Some names may not be officially registered, but hold significant cultural value. Afrikaans naming traditions. Traditionally, children were named after parents or grandparents, but modern Afrikaans families may opt for more globalized names. Xhosa and Tswana naming customs. Names often reflect blessings, gratitude, or historical events in the family. While traditional names are widely accepted, parents must ensure that the chosen name follows Home Affairs regulations. Legal consequences of not registering a child's birth. Failure to register a child's birth has serious legal implications, including inability to obtain an ID, passport, or school admission, difficulty in accessing government benefits and healthcare, legal complications in inheritance claims, citizenship status issues in cases of undocumented children. To avoid these issues, parents must ensure their child's birth is registered within the legal time frame. Special cases. Naming children of foreign nationals. South Africa is home to many foreign nationals and expatriates, and their children born in the country may have special registration requirements. Parents must provide valid passports and proof of residence. The child's citizenship will be determined based on South African nationality laws. Dual citizenship laws may apply if one parent is a foreign national. Conclusion. Registering a baby's name in South Africa involves legal requirements, cultural considerations, and administrative processes. Parents should ensure that the name is appropriate and adheres to DHA guidelines. The birth is registered within 30 days. Any name changes follow legal procedures. Traditional and cultural naming practices align with official regulations. By understanding these legal considerations, parents can ensure a smooth registration process, safeguarding their child's rights and identity from birth. FAQs, legal considerations when registering a baby's name in South Africa. Where do I register my baby's name? You can register your baby's birth at your nearest Department of Home Affairs office, designated hospitals, or certain South African embassies if born abroad. Can I give my baby any name I want? While you have the right to choose a name, it must not be offensive, obscene, or misleading. The Department of Home Affairs can reject names deemed inappropriate or against public interest. Can my baby take the father's surname if we are not married? Yes, but if the father is not present at registration, additional paperwork may be required, such as an affidavit confirming paternity. If there is a dispute, a legal process may be needed. What happens if I don't register my baby's birth within 30 days? Late registration requires extra documents and might involve a more complex verification process. Births registered after 30 days are classified as late registration of birth and require additional affidavits or supporting evidence. If a childbirth is not registered within 30 days, it is considered a late registration of birth. Births reported after 30 days have additional requirements. These types of registration of births are divided into three main categories: 31 days up to 1 year, 1 year up to 7 years, 7 years and above. Can same-sex couples register their child's birth? Yes. South African law recognizes same-sex parents. Both parents can be listed on the birth certificate if they provide the necessary legal documentation. What happens if the father denies paternity during registration? The baby can still be registered under the mother's surname. if paternity is later proven, the surname may be changed through a formal application. Is a baby automatically granted South African citizenship if born in the country? No. Citizenship is granted based on the parent's nationality. If at least one parent is a South African citizen or permanent resident, the child may qualify for citizenship by birth. Disclaimer. This information is for general guidance and should not replace legal advice. For official requirements, visit the South African Department of Home Affairs or consult a legal expert.